10:08 on a Monday morning. Hello, hello, hello. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. Glad to be back with you after a cold, snowy weekend. I don't know about you, but I didn't do a whole lot this weekend. I stayed in. I watched movies. But come to find out that while I was at home resting, someone has been trying to scam our military veterans. You want to say who would do that or why? Well, Matt Zamoski is the director of Westmoreland County's Department of Veterans Affairs. He's on the phone with us now. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Lynn.
You know, I mean, just right off the bat, I feel like who would target veterans? It just seems, some things just seem low to me.
It's hard to say. I think very often it's a combination of things. Often the people who are perpetrating this type of operation don't always know what the law is,
mm-hmm.
and that there are federal laws that really limit someone's ability to monetize veterans' benefits. And very often the people looking for benefits don't know where to go. In Pennsylvania, every county has a director of veterans affairs, and that veteran or that director has to be accredited as a veteran service officer. So whatever county your listeners live in, if they do have questions about benefits, they can always call the courthouse and get in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs and get some information on benefits.
So is this one of those things where people might say, Google veterans benefits? And you know, when you Google something, a bunch of ads and things pop up before the real place or organization you're looking for comes up?
Certainly, yes. And there are accredited ways for attorneys to get accredited with the VA, as well as what they would call a claims agent, which is somebody that works in a business, maybe in elder law or something like that, or a financial advisor that would do that. But they are accredited, but typically they can't charge a fee to do the benefits claim,
mm-hmm.
and they can only typically they can monetize if the claim is denied by the VA and goes into either an appeal or something like that, then they can get a portion of the back money. Veteran service officers such as myself, we have three on staff, including myself, but we are forbidden from taking anything from the veteran at all. So we have to go through a rigorous accreditation process, and annually we have to be trained on benefits. And we're very, we try to keep in the loop as far as the VA goes. Their benefits are constantly changing. So I would advise anybody to go to a veteran service officer, whether that's at the county level, the service organizations, the American Legion, the DAV, the VFW, AMVETS. They do have service officers, professional service officers that work in the federal building in Pittsburgh. Very often those service officers will come out into the community. So there's a variety of free help for people looking for assistance in filing a claim with the VA, or if they just have questions.
So the reason that we're having this conversation today is because the state attorney general identified specifically a company, Veterans Resource Solution LLC of Allison Park, of misrepresenting their ability to file or follow up on benefit claims. And I guess what I'm hearing, based on the attorney general's position and what you're saying, bottom line is best advice is if someone is charging you a fee for this, you shouldn't proceed further without doing more research.
Absolutely not. If somebody does try to charge you, I would certainly bring it to the attention of, somebody such as myself, whatever county you're in, the Attorney General's office, the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, somebody who could actually refer that to the powers that be to make sure that that person is not operating outside of the law.
Awesome. And we got about 30 seconds left. Matt Zamoski from Westmoreland County's Department of Veteran Affairs. Word of advice, go to where? If you had to summarize this all up.
I would say, go to your county, go to your, if you have questions, you can go to your Legion or VFW if you belong to a service organization.
Okay.
There is all the help in the world out there for claims. It's just a matter of linking with those resources.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today, Matt. Matt Zamoski, the director of Westmoreland County's Department of Veterans Affairs. You're listening to KDKA 1020.